सिडनीको पश्चिममा हिजो भएको एक कार्यक्रममा बोल्दै विपक्षी लेबर पार्टीका उच्च नेता टोनी बर्कले जातीय विभाजन ल्याउन खोज्ने शक्तिहरूले दक्षिण एसियाली संस्कृतिबाट धेरै पाठ सिक्न सक्ने भनी बताएका छन्। बर्कले सब कन्टिनेन्ट फ्रेन्ड्स अफ लेबरले आयोजना गरेको एक कार्यक्रममा उक्त भनाई राखेका थिए। वान नेसन दलकी नेत्री पॉलिन ह्यान्सनले हालै मुसलमान समुदायलाई लक्षित गर्दै संसदमा दिएको अभिव्यक्तिलाई उल्लेख गर्दै बर्कले भारतीय उपमहाद्वीपमा रहेको बहुसांस्कृतिकको संस्कार शताब्दीयौंदेखि रहेको छ र त्यसबाट हामीले धेरै कुरा सिक्न सक्छौं भनी बताएका थिए।
That abusing people is somehow defined as freedom of speech. Well, we know that it's not. And the subcontinent communities are going to be so important to this. Why? Because these are communities that have been multicultural communities for centuries. You all know that from the countries of your heritage, that have had multiculturalism at their core for centuries. And you also know that in telling stories, the greatest storytellers that we've had on our planet have been the storytellers that have told the story in poetry, in music. The Muhammad Iqbals, the Rabindranath Tagores, great storytellers that we've had. Well, now we are going to need to be the group that tells the story of modern Australia.
उक्त कार्यक्रममा नै सहभागी भएका लेबर पार्टीका एक अर्का नेता जेसन क्लेयरले दक्षिण एसिया अस्ट्रेलियाको व्यापारका लागि एउटा ठूलो अवसर रहेको बताएका छन्।
There's India and the Indian economy and around it other countries that Australia has the opportunity to sell goods and services to. So whilst the government has forged a free trade agreement with China, there is still much work to do to design and sign a free trade agreement with India. Malcolm Turnbull promised that would be done last year. We're still waiting. The sooner they can complete that, the better for Australia.
What do you think of Pauline Hanson's speech? Because usually with South Asian country, a lot of population is Muslim population as well, and she has kind of singled out that population in her speech.
Yeah, well, most of what Pauline Hanson said was just wrong. You know, she said that Australia is being swamped with Muslims. 2% of Australia is Muslim. So it's just wrong. Just wrong. What we need to understand about Pauline Hanson is she's not stupid. She's very smart. She knows what she's doing. Everything that she says is designed to get a headline, to get attention, to get journalists like you to ask politicians like me these sorts of questions. But what she does do is she stokes anxiety and fear, makes people afraid, but also makes other people vote for her. That's what it's all about. But where she says things which are wrong or racist, we need to call it out and say what you are saying is just wrong or bigoted. And what she said in the parliament this week was both. In fact, it's worse, because if you say the sorts of things that Pauline Hanson is saying, then you can make a bad situation worse. There are people in our community who are hearing violent messages from organisations like ISIS telling them that they don't belong and that they should lash out. Pauline Hanson is reinforcing that message. She's doing the work of ISIS by telling these people they don't belong. If she really cares about building a harmonious community, then she should listen to the subcontinent community, she should listen to multicultural Australia, and listen to the police, who say that the things that she's saying are counterproductive.
नेता क्लेयर अहिले लेबर पार्टीको तर्फबाट छाया व्यापार मन्त्री रहेका छन्। उक्त कार्यक्रम आयोजना गर्ने सब कन्टिनेन्ट फ्रेन्ड्स अफ लेबर नामक संस्थामा हालै नेपाली समुदायबाट महेन्द्र लम्साल भाइस प्रेसिडेन्टको रूपमा नियुक्त हुनुभएको छ।
अस्ट्रेलिया मल्टिकल्चर कम्युनिटी, मल्टिकल्चर सोसाइटी, यहाँको प्रगति उन्नति र एउटा भाइब्रेन्ट सोसाइटी नै मल्टिकल्चरलिज्ममा अडेको छ भनिन्छ। त्यसकारण विशेष गरी तपाईँकै प्रश्नअनुसार पनि लोकल लेभलका समुदायहरूको आवाजहरू माथिल्लो तहसम्म र सोही अनुसारको नीति निर्माण सुविधाहरू प्रदान गर्नको लागि पनि कुनै पनि साइडको गभर्मेन्टले एउटा तल्लो तहको सरकार काउन्सिल सरकारमा अत्यधिक मात्रामा बहुसांस्कृतिक समाजको अफ्रिकन साउथ अमेरिकन चाइनिज इस्ट एसियन अनि सब कन्टिनेन्ट भनेको साउथ एसियन पर्छ यी कम्युनिटीका मानिसहरूलाई सरकारले पार्टीले निकै नै प्रमोट गरेको देखिन्छ र स्याडो मल्टिकल्चर मिनिस्टर टोनी बर्कले पनि भन्नुभयो भर्खरै दिस इज अ ट्रु पिक्चर अफ मोडर्न लेबर पार्टी एन्ड मोडर्न सोसाइटी अफ अस्ट्रेलिया त्यसकारण यो बहुसांस्कृतिक समाजमा साउथ एसियन सब कन्टिनेन्ट कम्युनिटीको महत्त्वपूर्ण भूमिका हुन्छ र अहिलेको तपाईँले अहिलेको यो एमल्गमेसन नभएको काउन्सिलको इलेक्सन हेर्नुभयो भने पनि धेरैभन्दा धेरै मेम्बरहरू सदस्यहरू यो सब कन्टिनेन्ट कम्युनिटीबाट इलेक्टेड भएका छन् र विशेष गरी वेस्ट र साउथ वेस्ट सिडनीमा बहुसांस्कृतिक बहुभाषिक र मल्टिकल्चर कम्युनिटीका मान्छेहरूको बसोबास भएको हुनाले तिनीहरूको आवाज तिनीहरूको आवश्यकता सुन्न र त्यसलाई सम्बोधन गर्नको लागि पनि बहुसांस्कृतिक समाज र मल्टिकल्चर सब कन्टिनेन्ट कम्युनिटीको पार्टिसिपेसन महत्त्वपूर्ण देखिन्छ।